This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Zeggi today on the second weekend of 2019, and we have a gigantic show for you. My first guest is a real legend of the music business. 50% of the original Righteous Brothers, my dear friend, Bill Medley, will be joining us. From Boyz II Men, Nathan Morris will be here. Then we're going to talk to Paul Hawkman directly from the floor of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Next hour, another legend. Connie Francis will be on the show. Author Peter Vronsky will be joining us. His book is called Sons of Cain, History of Serial Killers, going back hundreds of years. A fascinating book. And then Dr. David Fetzner will talk about body mass and how it could affect your MRI. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Zeggi today. After a quick pause, we'll be here with Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Never close your eyes.
Live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Zeggi today, and that song is the most played song in radio history, and that was told to me directly a few years ago by our next guest. Not only one of the most talented guys in our business, but one of the nicest too. From the Righteous Brothers, our friend Bill Medley. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show. Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing
everything good out there.
Oh yeah, everything's been great. It's been a long time since you and I spent some time together over in Branson. We did a thing at the Dick Clark Theater, then we came over to the Andy Williams Theater. We had dinner, you, me, my wife, and Paul Revere, and boy, I miss those times, Bill.
Yeah, man, you know what, that Branson thing was really fun, and I enjoyed it, and I got to work with my family and have my family there, and it was terrific.
And that Andy Williams Theater is probably one of the best-built theaters in Branson. Do you not agree?
Absolutely agree. Well, Andy Williams was such a pro. And, the sound, the lights, how, you know, it was just, it was just done perfectly.
I recall the evening, and I'm sure you don't, but I got to tell this story, okay? We're having dinner, and it's Paul Revere, the late Paul Revere, who was a terrific guy, Bill, my wife, and I, and it starts to rain, so the cars are parked way far away, so Bill, the gentleman, takes the umbrella and walks my wife to the car, and my wife says, boy, if I only could tell this story to my graduating class, that I'm walking in the rain with Bill Medley while while Bill leaves Paul Revere and I in the back, soaking wet. Bill, tell us about the new partnership now with Bucky Hurd, who, of course, was big in Branson.
Yeah, he is. He was big in Branson. And, you know, it's just, you know, and Bucky and I talk about it all the time. It went together so smoothly, and I really wasn't looking to team up with somebody, but I'd had, you know, my manager and friends and a lot of guys and people in the business saying, boy, you should, you know, reform the Righteous Brothers because people want to hear that music. And I went out one night because Bucky and I had been friends for years and out there. He was one of the first guys I ever met in Branson when we went there. And he started doing a show down at this smaller theater, and he was doing a couple of Journey songs in the show. And I went down to see him, and I didn't know he was that good, to tell you the truth. And because I'd only seen him do, he was one of the Blues Brothers at the Legend show. He was John Belushi.
Right.
And boy, he sang those Journey songs. I said, my Lord, he just killed him. And I said to myself, well, if I was ever going to do this, that would be the guy. Not only was he a phenomenal singer, and he was heavily influenced by Bobby Hatfield, so he has a lot of Bobby naturally in him, but he was a friend, and he was somebody that I just really liked a lot, and so it just fell in. It was perfect. We sat around the piano, sang a few songs, and I said, yep, I think we ought to try this. If you're up for it, we'll go try it.
He's the luckiest guy in the world to be able to sit across from a piano with you and say, okay, you're part of the team, Bucky. And you know, I don't know if people really realize this, but a partnership like you had with Bobby and now with Bucky is even closer than a marriage, because sometimes you're on the road more with the partner than you are with your family.
Yeah, Bobby and I used to joke about that all the time, that we had a closer, we spent more time together than we did with our family.
Sure.
And it's truth, and it's not just spending time together. I mean, you're spending really quality time, you know, and you're going out on the stage, and when you're on stage with a partner, you just really have to trust each other and rely on each other, and it becomes a real different kind of bond, you know. And Bobby and I certainly had that, and Bucky and I, we just finished our third year, and we definitely have that bond. And it's a family.
It's a family, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, I meant what I said in the introduction about being one of the nicest guys in this business. That is true. You do something on stage, and you did it to me one night, and I thought it was a stroke of genius when you made mention of the fact that after many years, I think the song was Yesterday that was played the most, and then when placement song, You Lost That Love and Feeling, beat it out, you said, I want to thank everybody, including you, Ron, all the people in the radio business. And that was a nice touch. It really is something that people in our business really don't get that very often. I thank you for doing that.
Well, you know, listen, success is never built alone, you know. It's not like they say, you know, I mean, it takes everything and everybody coming together, you know, like it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes three villages to keep a career going, and if it wasn't for you wonderful radio folks, and it wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't happen.
But you got to have the product, and you have the product. There's no question about it. A Grammy winner, an Oscar winner, Golden Globe, and an American Music Award, and, pinning the song, Little Latin Loop-de-Loo. Also, My Babe. Is that the My Babe that Elvis did a cover of one time?
I don't know if Elvis did it, but there's a couple of songs kind of like that are called My Babe. I don't know. I know that a few bands have recorded My Babe just because it's kind of a simple, kind of cool little rock and roll song.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, a regular spot back in the 60s with the TV show Shindig. Wasn't that Dick's production, Shindig?
No, it was, I don't know who. I know the director, and he probably was his company that put it on was Jack Good. He was from England. Now Dick Clark did Paul Revere's.
What the heck was the name of that? Used to be on in the afternoon. Well, I can't think of it.
Paul was crazy, and the band was crazy, and it was on the beach, and was a great show, but that was Dick's,
That's what I thought. We're going to pause for a second here, Bill, and we're going to come back, but I do want to remind everybody several times during our little chat with Bill Medley, the great Bill Medley, that if you're down in the Florida area, January 15th at the Van Weasel Performing Arts Center in Sarasota, then on the 16th, the Barbara Mann Center in Fort Myers, January 17th, Parker Playhouse in Fort Lauderdale, and then the Sunrise Theater on the 18th of January, Fort Pierce. January 19th, our home of origination at the Disney Theater located at the Dr. Phillips Performing Arts Center. And then on January 20th, you're going to be at the Villages. You know, I tour Florida, Bill. I don't know if you knew this or not when we were talking with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs, including You've Lost That Love and Feeling. And I'm going to be over in the Villages in March. But I'm going to be in Orlando and the Villages to see you on the 19th and the 20th.
Perfect.
Now we're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with more with my friend Bill Medley. If you get a chance to see Bill and Bucky Hurd, you got to do it. It's one of the greatest shows in the entertainment business today. I guarantee you that. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
If you believe in forever, life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgie today. I love that song. You're my soul and inspiration. Gosh, I can remember in the 60s being a disc jockey and in the good old days, as they say, and just playing the heck out of that thing. Bill, it's tough for talent like yourself, any talent that has had a lot of songs, to break new material. Because when you go to a Righteous Brothers concert, you want to hear You Lost That 11 Feeling. You want to hear You're My Soul and Inspiration, all the other great songs. I mean, how do you break new material?
You know, it's pretty tough, and you're always caught between, I'm at an age and I feel blessed that I, you know, get to come out and perform to people, and people still want to hear these songs and this and that. As far as, you know, still recording and this and that, it really becomes tough, and Bucky and I have discussed it, that we would record, you know, if somebody came up with really, really great songs, you know, because that's really what it's all about. It starts with a song and pretty much ends with a song. And we will record if, you know, if everything was right, if the songs were right. But at this point, we're very satisfied and feel blessed, like to be coming out there to Florida and being able to perform to the people that fell in love with that music.
Yeah, Unchained Melody, another huge hit. A lot of these songs that were famous that you guys made as a duet were not sung as a duet.
Yeah, they, you know, Unchained Melody was, you know, a lot of people think that either we wrote it or it was written for us, but it was in a movie called Unchained in the 50s, and one of our, Bobby's and my real singing heroes, actually it was Elvis Presley's favorite singer too, was a singer, Roy Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And Roy Hamilton had recorded Unchained Melody, so we knew it from, you know, Roy. And when we went into the studio, Bobby would do a solo and I would do a solo because there was only so many duets we could come up with. I was producing the albums and Bobby said he wanted to do Unchained Melody, so I made the arrangement and all that, produced it, and Bobby just sang the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And you never know. And it wasn't supposed to be a hit. It was Unchained Melody was on the B-side of a Phil Spector production, Hung on You. But for some reason, all you wonderful disc jockeys took the song and flipped it over, and Unchained Melody became a monster.
Yeah,
and then they put it in Ghost 25 years later, and made it even bigger.
You know, I was watching a clip the other night of Ed Sullivan. As you can tell, I live a very boring life.
Yeah.
But the clip was you, Bobby, singing with Peggy Lee. That was so cool.
Oh, man, that was, that, you know, Bobby and I were at an age that we were fans of all those people from that era, even the Sinatra era, and had the pleasure of opening for Jack Benny back in 66. And that was just one of the coolest. I mean, we opened for the Beatles, but we were more excited about opening for Jack Benny. But singing, I think we did Yes Indeed.
Yeah.
With Peggy Lee, and Peggy Lee was just an incredible singer and artist, so we were thrilled to death about it.
Is your daughter still touring with you, too?
Yep, she's out there. It's really funny because she was born when I recorded I've Had the Time of My Life.
Really?
And now she's, now she's 31, and she's out there singing I've Had the Time of My Life with me. Wow. So it's just wonderful to have her.
She's not only talented, very pretty girl, too, I might add.
Thank you.
You told a story in Branson when you were out there about being a greeter at Walmart. And so several days after I returned to Orlando, I went to Walmart, begged, borrowed, pleaded, and spent a ton of money to buy a Walmart jacket and put your name on it. And
I know. Yeah. No, I still have that. I have it at my Branson house. I have that hanging in the closet, and when I have a spare time, I go down to Branson to make a few bucks. I go down to Walmart.
Do you still live, have a house in Branson? I know you said you wanted to buy dirt.
Yeah, I still have a home there. I don't know how much longer we're going to keep it, but it was kind of a bucket list. Paula and I, my wife, we kind of designed the house, and my wife Paula decorated it, and it was kind of a bucket list house. It's on 20 acres, and it's kind of a lodge-looking house, and boy, I just love it.
Yeah, that's a great area, but there's no doubt about
it.
You know, Tony Orlando doesn't perform there anymore, but he lives there because he just loves the town, as you know.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Tell us the story about how the name came about. You told me that once before. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, Bobby and I got together, I guess it was about 1962, and we were called the Paramours, and Bobby and I were doing a lot of duets together because we just clicked, you know. It was just kind of one of those magical things, and we were doing all rhythm and blues and from all the great black artists that influenced us. And we were raised in Orange County, and Orange County was a very white county in those days, but there was a Marine base there, El Toro Marine base, and a lot of the black Marines heard that there was these two guys down at the nightclub singing rhythm and blues, and so they started coming down, and there was a saying at the time that, you know, if you had a neat-looking car or this and that, they said, boy, what a righteous-looking car,
right?
Which meant good. And if they liked you as a friend, they'd call you a brother. And a lot of times, Bobby and I, when we would come to work, they would say, hey, righteous brother, how you doing? Which meant good friend.
Yeah.
We went in and recorded a little Latin Loopy Lou, and we needed a name because it wasn't the Paramours. It was just Bobby and I. I think it was Bobby that said, let's use the name that the Marines have been calling us. And we did, and it stuck.
That's such a cool story.
Stuck to the wall.
Yeah, I love that story. Bill, aside from the Florida dates, for other dates, is the website therighteousbrothers.com?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it The Righteous Brothers or Righteous Brothers?
Yeah, The Righteous Brothers.
Bill, I could probably talk to you for about 7 or 8 days and still have more to go. But I will see you on the 19th. Check out therighteousbrothers.com. They're going to be in Sarasota, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, Fort Pierce, Orlando, and the Villages in Florida during the next couple of weeks and then on from there. Bill, you are always welcome here, my friend. You know that. I absolutely know that you will never retire, and I appreciate that because we'd be missing out on a lot of great times in the future.
Well, as long as the audiences can hold up, I can hold up. They inspire me.
They're going to hold up for one heck of a long time.
Thank you, Ron. It's been a real joy talking to you, and bless you, and have a wonderful year.
Thanks, Bill. Same to you and your family, and we'll see you on the 19th, okay?
You got it.
Thanks, Bill. Our very special guest, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Ron, thank you very much. It'll be great to see you and the missus down there, and maybe we can catch a drink or something.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Law enforcement officials reportedly became so concerned by President Trump's behavior in the days after he fired FBI Director James Comey that they began investigating whether he'd been working for Russia against American interests. Attorney Lori Levinson.
You have the FBI itself worrying about the president and worrying about whether he's involved in Russia and worrying about whether he can be trusted either with regard to national security or even prior criminal offenses.
In response to that New York Times report, the president tweeted, "Wow, just learning in the failing New York Times that the corrupt former leaders of the FBI, almost all fired or forced to leave the agency for some very bad reasons, hoped to up an investigation on me for no reason and with no proof after I fired lying James Comey." You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
back live nationwide, all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today. And that is the music of one of the hottest groups ever out there, Boyz II Men. And joining us right now is a gentleman who not only started the group, but now started a little bit of an extra sideline. His new show, Hit Properties, will air on HGTV Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time and will run each Friday. Joining us right now is Nathan Morris. Hi, Nathan. How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Before I do anything, I have to tell you that a very close friend of my family wanted me to ask you a question. Do you still like ramen noodles flavored Pringles?
Actually, that's one. Yay. I know exactly. Yeah. One, the other guy in my group, he loves those ramen. He loves those Pringle flavored ramen noodles.
My son Scott told me to ask you that question. Scott said, gee.
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the show for a second. All right. Now, here you are. Yeah. Huge singing sensation with a very successful group, and now you're going into transforming homes. What made you get into this?
Yeah, I've been interested in real estate for a while, and I've been invested in some real estate with some partners of mine for quite some time. And in my free time, you know, I do, you know, design and construction stuff on my own that I've always enjoyed doing over the years. And, you know, this is just an opportunity for us to bring both of those ideas together. And we just wind up taking out some cameras and filming it and seeing how it went.
Now, do you actually do some of the grunt work, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, I'm in it. I'm deep in the trenches. I got my saws and I got my,
really?
Yeah, I'm in it.
Wow. And tell us about this home in Orlando, because that's, as I mentioned earlier, where we do our show from. This is a 8,200 square foot home that you transferred into a magnificent estate.
Yes, it was a rundown property that, you know, was sitting for quite a while. We got a really, really good deal on it. And I mean, it was interesting to us that it was sitting on the golf course for so long and no one went in to rehab it. But we jumped on it and we went in and redid every single room in the house from, you know, the roof down to every paver and pool and every bathroom and kitchen and everything. And we redid the whole property pretty much.
Out of curiosity, Nathan, would that have been the Metro West golf course?
That was the Lake Nona golf course.
Oh, Lake Nona. Okay, because there's one on the Metro West golf course. That I should give you the address because it needs your help. There's no doubt about it. Now, when you do this, you have to overcome a lot of things. I mean, plumbing leaks, new landscaping, wildlife, even hurricanes. Is it troubling to do this? And if you put so much into it, are you at some point afraid that you may not get it out?
I mean, there are chances that that can happen. One of the things that was lucrative for us was, again, it was on a golf course. It's a desirable location no matter what the time of year is, especially in Florida, that, you know, though it could take a little bit longer than most because of the price tag, but, you know, golf courses are desirable locations. And if you can redo a home with, you know, a reasonable budget for what people can afford in that area, then you plan to do well. It's one of those properties that if you bought it and just did nothing with it, you'd make a profit. Now, if you went in and redid some of it, you'd be risking that profit at the eve of being able to get a bigger profit.
Now, on the show, do you address properties that aren't multi-million-dollar locations? I mean, would you take, you know, a couple $100,000 home and transform it, or is it strictly the higher end?
Well, we like the higher end because there's so much flexibility in the things that you can do.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with the smaller properties. I think that it really all depends on the style of the home itself. I think in our show, we want to make sure that when you see a transformation, that you see a dramatic transformation, no matter what the size of the home is. Sometimes, you know, you have those homes where you do a transformation and you say, hey, what did they really do? They just changed the countertop. But
right.
You can't give the view, if you can't give that image of completely transforming it to the TV viewer, then the size doesn't really matter.
Do you tackle one house each show, or is it a continuation and come back next week and, you know, we'll finish this house?
Well, the way we're doing it right now with these size houses, we have to tackle one at a time because there's just so many assets to the house. If we were to shrink down our square footage and maybe do a house that's like 2,000 or maybe 3,000 square feet, you know, it's something that, you know, we could probably do in an episode. But we like the idea of doing it over time because it gives the viewer a chance to come back and be a part of it's almost like they walk through the project with us. If you do it in one episode, it's just so fast that sometimes people tend to even forget the styling ideas that you did because it's just one episode.
Now, you don't do houses that are already owned by people and you go in and remodel them, like some of the shows that are on the DIY network. You actually buy the house, then refurbish it, and then flip it, right?
Yeah, we buy them as investments, and we go in and we redo them and we flip them. I mean, it's pretty much, it's solely on us. We either win or we lose. It's just really that simple.
Right, right. Any other guys in the group that are interested in the same type of thing?
Not even close. I try to talk to them about it, and they don't touch hammers or nails or saws or drills or anything of that nature. But, you know, hopefully if we get this thing on the road and we get a few more episodes out of this, I may try to bring those guys in and try to teach them a little something on camera, and then that they can go home and do themselves.
Yeah, the old saying is success has many fathers and failures is an orphan. So when this thing takes off,
that's right,
you'll find out who your real
that's
friends
right
are. You know, you got your start singing in church and playing the trumpet, and then you had private sight singing lessons with natural gift of great pitch, and you also sang a couple of songs in Italian and German. And really, when you were going to school, You kind of was the class clown until you found music. Actually, your first love was playing sports, like pro football. You wanted to go and play football. How did that whole thing change, Nathan?
Well, my music teachers and my mom, they created a coup, and they tricked me.
And they can do that.
I wanted to go, like you said, I wanted to go to high school and play football, and they kind of tricked me to go into this performing arts school. I didn't really want to go, and performing arts had no sports team, so I got bored. And in order to occupy my time, I created a group, and i.e. Boyz II Men is here.
And, of course, your success is so well-known because the group is sensational. When you started it, were you concerned, because it's a group versus an individual act, that there was always the chance of a breakup? I mean, I think the only group I can only think of right now that hasn't had a breakup is the Rolling Stones, you know? But, I mean, were you concerned about that
right
in the beginning? Because, obviously, you were the guy that founded. You're the eldest and the founding member of the group, so you had a lot at stake.
Yeah, I had a lot at stake, and I think I had a little bit, I hate to use the word power, I would say influence over my guys back then because of how the group was formed and what we were doing. And I will tell you this, that I never really thought about it that way until we started making some money. And, you know, our first album, the money started to look a little different compared to what got one guy wrote versus the other. And, you know, I'll give you a little story. We did our first album. We got our first publishing checks from our business manager, and all of them were different. Our first album, no one really had a lot of songs for Boyz II Men to sing because our label didn't really know what to do with it. So most of the songs on the album were written by us.
Right.
So I would say 85% of those songs are written by us, probably 75% me, and then the rest sprinkled out to the rest of the guys. And not because I started the group, just because I had the most songs ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that the way that money went around, I kind of felt bad because, you know, I didn't start a group for, you know, each individual to just have their own thing. I started a group for everyone to, you know, succeed and be successful as a group. So at that moment, I suggested to my guys that from this point on, I think that it'd be beneficial to all of us to just split everything four ways on everything that we do. So none of us will ever have to worry about money again. We just focus on making music and enjoying and creating. And I think over time, that decision itself might have helped us push past a lot of the craziness early on in our career when we were young and didn't understand that would have forced us to break up.
I got to tell you something. That's admirable of you. It really is. Boy, that just doesn't happen in this business. You and I know that. That is sensational.
Yeah.
Congratulations on doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just made sense. I mean, like I said, when you're young and you don't know, it's like, you know, the more you can take off your table and you can focus on the rest of the stuff, I think it's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. What a guy you are. Okay, now the show, Hit Properties with Nathan Morris, is going to be airing on HGTV Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, and we'll run each Friday. Hey, Nathan, when you're down in the Orlando area, give me a holler. We'll break bread together. Congratulations with your success with the band and also with the new show. We'd love to have you back, my friend.
I appreciate it so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. It's Nathan Morris. He is the founding member of the great group Boyz II Men. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us right now is a longtime friend of our show. He's a network TV technology reporter, and he writes for a ton of things. He was on the Today Show for many, many years, and he's now out in one of my favorite towns of all time, Las Vegas, for the Consumer Electronics Show. Boy, a lot of things going on, especially connected to cars. Joining us right now is Paul Hochman. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show. Happy 2019.
And to you, too. Thanks for having me back.
So how's the show this year? Let's get a little insight as to what's there, because, boy, I tell you, the latest when it comes to technical stuff is at that show. Am I not correct?
You are absolutely right. In fact, I think a lot of people have described CES, and this year will be no different, but as sort of a crystal ball for technology. In other words, you get to look into the crystal ball here at 180,000 plus visitors, 4,500 exhibitors and manufacturers and so on, and you get to look at all that and sort of get a sense of what's about to happen. It's not just, hey, what can I go buy at Best Buy or something. It's technology that's being introduced as we speak, in some cases not for a few months, so being here is really a look into the future. It's pretty exciting.
Somebody said that with the technology as it equates, as I mentioned in the introduction, to automobiles. Now, what is the latest when it comes to that? Because I guess we've got to narrow this thing down, because if indeed we talk about all technology, we'll be here till next year at this time.
Car technology, it's so funny because cars at the Consumer Electronics Show at CES were 10 years ago didn't exist. Literally, I mean, they didn't have manufacturers here who were from car companies. They didn't really need to. There wasn't really a thought about it. Now, it's a huge percentage of the consumer electronics, CES. And one of the main reasons is because, for obvious reasons, you go where the money is if you're a manufacturer, and obviously a huge percentage of the American public is in a car at one point or another during the day, and so that's where they want to sell. The challenge has been if we introduce technology into a car, some concerns that you're introducing distraction. And so I think that the biggest trend here is in car technology is technology that simplifies your connection with it, makes it easier for customers to actually use it, and therefore, and especially in some great cases I'm going to tell you about, to reduce distraction while you're driving and still connect you with very powerful services.
Now, are these factory installed items or is this an aftermarket type thing?
No, in fact, the device I want to tell you about right now is actually something you can put into almost any car built 1996 or after. So imagine, and this is actually pretty cool, only a couple of folks have picked up on this, and you just did too, that a lot of folks consider, oh, I'm going to have to buy a brand new car to take advantage of some of the newest, coolest technology. And in this case, you actually can put this technology in almost any car built 1996 or after. That's 22 years ago. Clearly, that covers a lot of cars. When I'm speaking about is called HumX by Verizon. Now, HumX has been around for a little bit, but they announced a partnership that's very exciting. I'll tell you about it in a sec. But HumX, for those who don't know, is about the size of a deck of cards, and there's a second little device that plugs into, as I mentioned, any car recently built. And you put this little deck of card-sized device on your sun visor above your head, and you're driving along, and if you're in a crash, this device, this HumX device by Verizon, actually automatically detects that crash and then sends a response. You get a live call through the speaker in that device from somebody who asks you, are you okay? And if you don't answer, if you're incapacitated, if you're hurt, or if you're not in the vehicle, the system, the HumX system, actually will automatically send you emergency services, whether it's ambulance, fire, and so forth. And that is automatic. It does not have to be initiated by the customer driving, which is great. The other thing that happens a lot is if you're driving along and a little warning light pops up on your dashboard and it says, hey, engine light, right? Now, I'm not a mechanic. I don't know what that means. But now, with this HumX device, you tap a button on it, and you're immediately connected with a certified mechanic who can actually talk to you live about what you're looking at. So that's great. But the news today, and there's lots of news at CES, is that Verizon has actually teamed up with Google. Now, Google Assistant, as of today, Google Assistant is built in to HumX. Be available, soon at Verizon Wireless stores. But, for example, if I'm driving along and I say, oh my gosh, I have forgotten my wife's anniversary. It's coming up next week. I want to add that to my calendar so I don't forget. I tap the speaker button on the HumX, and Google Assistant's automatically enabled, and I just say, add a calendar event to my calendar to remind me of my wife's and my anniversary. And with speech recognition and Google Assistant, you are now, that is automatically added to your calendar. You don't have to do anything other than that, and now it's in there. No fumbling around for your phone, no writing something down while you're driving. So that.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the
listening to Ron Segi today, and I didn't know this. May is National Pet Month, and we are in May. And joining us right now is a pet expert known as the Wizard of Paws. She's the publisher of the Pet Living Blog, and she's authored a book called Pampered Pets on a Budget. Joining us right now, Kristen Levine. Hi, Kristen. How are you? Happy Pet Month.
I'm great, Ron. Happy Pet Month to you as well.
Now, I have a pet. I have a 17-and-a-half-year-old poodle.
And wow.
His name is Presley, and he's gone everywhere with us. He's been all across this country, and boy, I tell you, I couldn't be more excited about having a pet than this one. Tell us about how you got the name The Wizard of Paws and what Pet Month is all about.
Sure. Well, I got the name from some of my teammates because I've had so many pets in my lifetime. I've had everything from dogs and cats to chickens to hamsters to donkeys to goats. I mean, you name it, I think I've had just about every pet there is to have. Plus, I've been working for a lot of years to help pets and people just live happier, healthier lives together.
You know, I don't understand. My family, I have two brothers, and one kind of liked pets, and the other one never had it. They had a pet rabbit for his daughters, which was, you know, oh boy, isn't that exciting? But, you know, I always used to say, because I wanted to be like my big brothers, you know, I'm not a pet guy. Well, I am a pet guy, okay? Everything revolves around this pet. What is it about pets, whether it be cats, dogs, parrots, turtles, what is it about them that there is this connection that we have that is sometimes more than within humans?
You know what? It's just because they make us happy, Ron. It's that simple. And not only do they make us happy because they're, you know, they make us laugh, they're loyal companions, but they literally impact our health in a positive way. You know, they reduce stress, they lower our blood pressure, and I think a lot of times we kind of take it for granted that they offer so many benefits, and that's really what National Pet Month is all about. It's about celebrating the benefits that pets bring to life and hopefully encouraging other people to recognize that, and hopefully they will adopt a pet and get that enjoyment in their life as well.
What do you do, Kristen, when you lose a pet? I mean, I'm at the age right now where I'd like to do some traveling. This is the second pet that I...
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on the second weekend of the new year. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the first hour. We have another hour to go. Our first hour's guests include from the Righteous Brothers, Bill Medley, from Boys to Men, Nathan Morris, and Paul Hawkman, directly from the floor of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Next hour, another musical legend. Connie Francis will be joining us. Author Peter Vronsky with a book called Sons of Cain, and then Dr. David Fetzner, an interesting interview about how body mass can affect your test of an MRI. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause a little bit, but we'll be back with hour number two and our first guest, our second hour, Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers.